Alright guys, welcome back to Mindful Masculinity, 5-Minute Emotional Fitness. Your daily dose of real talk about navigating life with heart, head, and a whole lot of courage. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and today, we're tackling something huge, embracing your emotions without fear or shame. Ever feel like you're supposed to just bottle things up? Like there's this invisible rulebook for men that says, tough it out. Yeah, I get it. That pressure is real. But listen up, because those outdated ideas are doing more harm than good. We're here to rewrite the script and build a new definition of what it means to be a man. One that embraces vulnerability, authenticity, and yes, even those messy emotions we sometimes try to hide. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, easy for you to say, Leo, hear me out. I've been there too, trying to wear this mask of unbreakable, only to find myself crumbling under the pressure. But that was before I learned to embrace the full spectrum of my emotions. The joys, the frustrations, the fears, the anger. And let me tell you, it changed everything. Here are 5 key takeaways to get us started on this journey. First up, emotions aren't weaknesses, they're data. Think about it like this. Feelings are your body's way of telling you something important. Sadness? Maybe you need some rest or connection. Anger? Perhaps a boundary needs to be set. Understanding these signals allows us to respond with clarity and intention, instead of reacting impulsively. Second, suppressing emotions is like trying to hold back a tidal wave. Sure, you can keep pushing it down for a while, but eventually, that pressure will build up and explode in ways you don't want. It could show up as irritability, anxiety, or even physical symptoms. Letting those feelings flow through us allows us to process them healthily and move forward stronger. Third, vulnerability is not a sign of weakness, it's the ultimate act of courage. Think about the most meaningful connections in your life, friendships, relationships, family bonds. These are built on trust, shared experiences, and the willingness to be seen and known, even when we're scared. By opening up, we create space for deeper intimacy and connection. Fourth, there's power in expressing emotions authentically. It doesn't mean you need to shout from the rooftops every time you feel something. It's about finding healthy outlets, talking to a trusted friend, journaling, creating art, even just taking some time for quiet reflection. When we express our feelings honestly, we reclaim our agency and create space for personal growth. And finally, remember that you are not alone. We all struggle with emotions sometimes. The journey of emotional fitness is ongoing. There will be ups and downs, breakthroughs, and moments where you feel like you're taking 2 steps back for every 1 step forward. But the important thing is to keep showing up, keep learning, and keep embracing the full spectrum of who you are. Okay, so imagine this. You're at work, facing a stressful deadline. The pressure is mounting, your mind is racing, and suddenly, you feel that familiar tightness in your chest, anxiety creeping in. What do you do? Do you push it down, pretend everything is fine, and risk burning out? Or do you acknowledge those feelings, take a few deep breaths, maybe even step away for a moment to clear your head? By allowing yourself to feel what you're feeling, you break the cycle of suppression and create space for calmer, more effective problem solving. So, my friends, let's commit to being emotionally brave. Let's ditch the outdated notion that men can't cry or express their feelings freely. Let's build a world where vulnerability is celebrated, not shamed. Start today by acknowledging your emotions without judgment, and remember, you're not alone on this journey. Keep those emotions flowing, keep showing up authentically, and let's rewrite the rules of masculinity together. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little nudge in the right direction. We can all use a little more emotional support these days. And if you're feeling inspired, leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback means the world to me. Keep those emotions flowing, keep showing up authentically, and until next time, stay mindful, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.